Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Like that, don't forget us at porchtalkradio.com as well. And as we go forward, we've got a great show. We've got some awesome people here today. Eddie, where are we going?
All right, it's been a long week. For those of you who have, I guess, been alive for the last couple of days, you will know that this was the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. So if you turn your TV on, if you turn your radio on, see, we was ahead again. We talked about this last week. So we talked about it last week on the show, so we have to do a show for it because we have to actually have different guests. But we do
that are alive.
Do the honor,
and that's good.
To mention how this week went and the fact that JFK, because of the nature of the show is about conversation. And like your grandma and your granddad used to do back in the old days, people actually walked up to the porch.
When a cough liquid relieves more than just a cough, that's a plus. Introducing Delsym Cough Plus. Cough Plus chest congestion for feeling like yourself again. Cough Plus cold daytime for brighter days. Cough Plus cold nighttime for peaceful nights. New maximum strength Delsym Cough Plus. A real plus for cough relief.
I mean, literally, grab and throw them out on the street. You know, fend for yourself.
Good luck.
But I'm only 8. Fend for yourself, you know. Anyway, that being said, this is the show, for you guys who've been here before, it's called Porch Talk, not Sports Talk, even though the entire week has been talking about Florida State.
We'll talk about it later.
And what's going on in Florida State and that whole situation. The media got it and turned it upside down, and now all of a sudden it's a national headline. And everybody's talking about Florida again for the wrong reason. Well, I shouldn't say Florida. I should say Florida State, for the wrong reason. That being said, in Congress, they're doing their usual, and later in the show, we're going to talk about why you don't change the rule. You know, there should be a sign that says stupid.
When a cough liquid relieves more than just a cough, that's a plus. Introducing Delsym Cough Plus. Cough Plus chest congestion for feeling like yourself again. Cough Plus cold daytime for brighter days. Cough Plus cold nighttime for peaceful nights. New maximum strength Delsym Cough Plus. A real plus for cough relief.
I haven't figured out how you do that, but that's why they call it simulcasting, because we have a Blog Talk radio show that's being recorded live. Same time we do a live TV show. So we're doing both. We're kind of multitasking. And Mr. Willie Lawson.
Actually, Willie is the multitasker.
Mr. Willie Lawson there in the middle there.
Multitasker extraordinaire.
Yeah, I actually have a camera that Willie basically gets him to show him doing his multitasking thing.
Close up.
That's close enough.
Maybe we don't have a camera today.
I don't have a camera today.
We'll fix that during the break. But anyway, that being said, again, welcome to Sports Talk Radio. Saturday, we do what we do every week. We make stuff happen. And I'm taking a cue that it's time for us to go to break. Then when we come back from break, we're going to have Gabriel introduce his guests.
Absolutely.
Gabriel brought him with him.
Some movers and shakers in the Hispanic community we have here today.
We're going to find out what's going on in the Latin Hood. Could I say Latin Hood? Hopefully, I forgot to tell them we're not politically correct.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that, guys. Hispanic hood, I don't know. Something along those lines.
We're going to break. When we come back, Gabriel's going to introduce his guest, and we're going to have a nice conversation here on Saturday afternoon. See you in a little bit.
Come on back. All righty.
El barrio.
All right. See, when we come back, you can correct me on air.
We're cool with that.
It's workable. You know, no big deal.
We understand the difference.
There you go.
Latin hood. I like that.
Eddie with an IE.
That's right.
Here we go.
Shazam.
Wait. I was listening, right?
Yes.
She was listening. He likes to pay attention. A lot of people listen, but
we should talk about them. They are the worst.
Republicans.
You think?
I know. Every week I have to decide. They have to decide who's not coming.
Uh-oh.
Maybe it's not recycling today. They'll come in 2 weeks. Maybe it's not the organics. 2 weeks.
Huh.
Where do you stay?
Huh?
Where do you stay?
Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Because I don't think of that. I know the guy who runs. Got a complaint. Tell him.
We know the
guy. Yeah, they're, we're here because of them.
Yeah, they sponsored the show. We got some bad...
We're not just running...
We're
not just doing that because it's pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, they're beautiful shots, though. No, they actually pay.
Yeah.
But yes, let us know.
Yeah, they're our primary title sponsor, so we want to make sure if you're unhappy, they know about it.
Yeah. So, it can be fixed, sir. We have connections.
It doesn't pin,
we know people in
the whole idea that
we can get this done.
It's all about who you know. Mm-mm, that's not true. It's all about who knows you. Don't worry about it. We got you.
We got this. We got your back.
Isn't that true?
Really
isn't that true?
Yeah.
Making stuff happen.
It works for me. I mean, it's working better than before.
I live in the city. We got the city. It's been fine. They've been doing that for years. It's just garbage. I don't care. It's garbage. I don't care.
So you'll do a point. Like, you'll do a point to me or something.
Outside of the house, I don't care what they do with it. If they do anything with it, I don't care.
Isn't that nice? All dressed up, impeccable clothes, just right out of the dry cleaning.
Welcome back, everyone. As we're doing the live shot here, and boom! Thank you, everybody, coming back. We're at bam, just like Emerald doing that thing on the cooking thing. Something like that.
Something like Batman.
Welcome back. Bam. Such wonderful love. Feel it all. Anyway, coming back to Porch Talk Radio. Thank you, guys. Don't forget us on Facebook. Please be our friend. Also, porchtalkradio.com. And also, blogtalkradio.com. Just type in Porch Talk Radio online. Find us, and please share the link with the rest of the creation. So you have thousands upon thousands. We're from tens of tens, right?
You say creation. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. We're online. We're on the web now as well. Come on now. Work with me here, okay? Come on now. Welcome back anyway. And with that said, we've got some great guests today. We've looked high and low to bring them in. And we've got some great people that are involved in the community, movers and shakers, that we'd like to introduce to you. And we start out with Kathy Carvalho.
Yes.
That's with the Alliance.
Yeah, with the Tampa Hillsboro Human Rights.
Awesome. And also Al Frederick, that is with Frederick Communications,
activist,
all this other stuff going on as well. But you guys are very well connected to the Hispanic community, knowing what's happening right now, getting the pulse of what's happening. What are some specific things, Kathy, you've seen so far that's kind of right now happening in the Hispanic community is kind of causing a little bit of just unsettlement or just...
Sure. Yeah, not too long ago, like in the first week of November, we were pretty much in the Hillsborough County Board of Commissioners, and pretty much we were looking towards the commissioners and pass the redistricting initiative that was initiated, by the way, by Les Miller. Okay, so it was a good proposal. Pretty much what we wanted to do is currently we have 7 commissioners. We have 4 commissioners elected by district, and then we have 3 commissioners at large that are elected by the county, in the whole county. So we just want to have a 5th, single commissioner and reduce one of the at large. So we have only 2 elected at large. So, and the reason why is because we're growing. I mean, Latinos are growing. If I can give you some numbers, over the last decade, we have grown 70%. So now Hillsborough County, we have over 300,000 Latinos in the community.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Exactly. And, I guess now the change is needed. I mean, we need representation. Okay, the same way long time ago, Les Miller, he was able to make it to the board of commissioners. Now we want some representation. And let me tell you, it doesn't have to be Latino. I mean, all we want to make sure is a minority. The minorities are represented. Okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah,
so this is something that, that has happened right now. And you said, was it tabled right now or did it get pushed
well,
through?
Well, no, it didn't pass. I mean, unfortunately, it didn't pass at this time. This was our second attempt, okay? It didn't go through. What's going to happen now is that they're going to have a charter review, okay? So with the charter review, definitely, they're going to take it again on 2015.
What can we tell the community to do to try and move this along one way or the other for the advantage of
this package? That's a wonderful question, and let me tell you why. Because we need power. I mean, I know everybody talks about immigration reform, right? Everybody say, okay, we need to talk. We need to, we want this, we want that, and definitely, if you want to be a citizen, it's part of being a citizen is voting, right? So, unfortunately, only 11 or 13% of the community of this voting Latinos only votes in Hillsborough County. So,
wow.
I mean, it's very low. It's very low. So, if you want your voices to be heard, definitely you need to vote. It's
Black Friday's coming. That time of year, chaos, pandemonium, holiday
mess. That I missed because I was attending some of them. Auditions, some of the sessions at the Board of Commissioners, and you know the support.
Rated everyone 10 and up.
Non-partisan groups. Okay, we have people from Republicans, Democrats. We have people from the community, from my familia, mi familia vota. So we have from different.
And is there a way people can get information in the meantime?
Better person would feel bad. Me? Got no apologies. No excuses.
Okay, there's also other associations like LULAC, for example. They're supporting this initiative also. And
Black Friday's coming. That time of year, chaos, pandemonium, holiday madness.
How will you survive?
No need to panic. Let Ford be your survival guide.
No, just we the people. I mean, let's just start from there. We are the people. We need, let us vote. I mean, one of the things that we criticize in this decision is that we ask the county, put this information in the ballot and let the people decide whether or not, okay, they want to have this fifth commissioner. Okay, but it didn't pass. So they make a decision instead of the people. And I guess we put them there. That's
true.
And they do a great job. I mean, let me tell you, I've been in those sessions and just been there and, you know, listening to all the community, and it's amazing. But the thing is that we need more participation. We need people to be engaged.
Okay.
There's a lot of organizations around. You know?
A lot of opportunity out there.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask, Al, what do you think we can motivate the Hispanic community out there to get involved? What can we do?
Well, first of all, you have to put the information out there.
Okay.
Let's talk about the African-American community. You have 7 commissioners, one of which is African-American, Les Miller. That's 1/7 is about 16%, just like the community, 16% African-American Hillsborough County. How many African-Americans work at the county? Do you know? 19%. 16% of the community, 19% of the county, it's about equal, right? Now let's talk about the Hispanic market. 25% of Hillsborough County is Hispanic. They have 0 commissioners. How many people do you think work in the county?
Quite a few, I'm sure.
No, you're wrong.
Really?
11%.
Wow.
Now think about that. There's no one there to talk for. No one to say, well, let's try and make the community look like our workforce. There is a definite problem. So if people actually looked at the statistics, I mean, they talk about the Latino representation and all that, wonderful. I mean, if you only had 2% Latino, so what? Well, we have 25%.
Wow.
Maybe they should be talking. Maybe you should get that information out there.
So how do we do that is the question there.
Well, you have to have a few people on both sides of the aisle take an interest in this. I mean, you had Les Miller take an interest, but I don't think there was anybody really on the Republican side. And if you look, it was party lines. Mark Sharp's the only one that voted for it, of the Republicans. The other 4 voted against it. Now let's talk about that. Why did they do it? I mean, I remember Jan Platt. She thought this was the most perfect situation in the world, this four and three. She said that you as a voter have four people representing you because one is from your district and three are at large. Well, let's analyze that. That at large. Do you really feel those three at large?
Better person would feel bad.
I made my choice. Taking the word Latino out of it to say
you
want to have 23 counties in the state of Florida have single districts and their commissioners. Why can't we do that? I mean, are we different? Hmm. We're different from 23 other counties?
Okay. Well, that's quite a perspective. Eddie, you know some of these commissioners. What are your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, actually, I had this conversation with one of the commissioners last week. And I'm not going to call his name, but he basically was the deciding vote, of the ones that had clearly made their mind up. It was one sitting on the fence, and I guess last week when he decided which side of the fence he was going to fall on, it made the decision. It was clearly, as you say, I'm going to tell you who basically, it was Les Miller, Kevin Beckner, and you say Mark Sharp. Voted for it. So that lets you know that the other four voted against it. So without calling out anybody here, we're not trying to put anybody out in the pasture in this process, but we want folks to know what's going on and how this thing happened. And the rules of county commissioners and how you get things done, you got to have four. I put a five. Like a kid. Four county commissioners. I know. I'm college educated.
You're educated.
That's public school education.
Exactly.
Showing up there.
Exactly.
You gotta have four. And when I go, and when I tell when you go to the county commissioners to do work at the county commissioners, you kind of have to lobby yourself. You literally gotta go talk to each one of them individually to kind of feel them out. And this is politics. Politics number one. Figure out whether or not you got a chance to win before you let it come to a head. That's the issue. And if you got four people who tell you behind closed doors they're going to vote for it or vote against it, then you need to know how many.
Congratulations. You have been selected to take part in our anonymous survey. Please take our 30-second questionnaire, and to say thank you, we'll offer you an exclusive gift.
So as a citizen, you get to talk, not lobby. Not lobbyists, not political, but as a citizen, you're a citizen of Hillsborough County. You get to go to each one of those county commissioners, call their staff, you know, call them, you know, do whatever you need to do, and set up a meeting and say, I want to talk about this issue that affects me personally. Then you go and have your conversation. If you go by yourself, take people with you. And literally put them on the line. I want to know how you feel about this. That's your right as a citizen of this county paying taxes. Paying their salary, they work for us, and say, how do you feel about this? And literally have them say, if it came to a vote, how would you vote? They tell you, I can't tell you, or I have to make my mind up, I'm for it or against it, and then they tell you why. And that's kind of how what happened behind the scenes. I was involved with this the last time during the election cycle, and I think the big thing they came up with is said, oh, these things came up too late in the process. Now, I went to the NAACP meeting on Thursday, and the planning council and the supervisor of the election office had new, I guess, posters that they was talking about because they're talking about planning for the city. City is redistricting, rezoning, and they do it every 4 years. Same issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, you redistricting, rezoning the county. You redistrict, rezone the city. And I did not see or hear a plan for what they presented. The main plan that they was presenting involved, I guess it would be the district that's Frank Reddick's district. Because the whole conversation from the supervisor election and the planning council was who goes into this district because it's considered to be zone to be the black district, which, again, at the end of the day, you got to kind of go through the process to have the stuff happen. But I think if enough folks got together and made enough of a stink about it, I mean, that's what it takes. You know, make a stink about it, make them act in public the way you need them to act. So again, it's about organization.
Okay.
The only way, and I'm going to be straightforward, the way black folks got stuff happening is they have to show up in a bunch of numbers with a bunch of signs and act in a threatening manner. I'm just saying. So,
okay.
So you call it peaceful. Martin Luther King was peaceful. Malcolm X was not. So you had the good hand over here, and you had the bad hand over there, but at the end of the day, they worked together to move the process forward.
Wow, that's awesome. Willie, any thoughts on making this thing work?
Well, you know, it's always interesting when we're having these conversations. There are a lot of things that I think that get figured in that aren't considered. We're talking about, you know, adding another single-member district, and ostensibly because there's a lack of representation. My thought is on the other side. Make them all... What would be the difference between either making them all single districts, which I think could be a nightmare, or making them all at large? You know, when we're talking about 23 counties, there's 67 counties in the state of Florida. And I know because we don't have Florida history in school anymore. We don't know that. I know. Public school, gotta love it. But you know what? We could go. Everybody runs at large as well, and it makes it a lot more expensive for people to run, and makes it a lot more difficult for people to run. But at that point, I think that if you're looking for representation, that may actually be the way to go. If you're looking for everybody to run at large, because then everybody's got a campaign to everybody. That's how you really get representation. Because frankly, as we're being honest here, I don't think that I live in District 3, ran for commissioner in District 3. I don't think that Les Miller represents me worth a crap. In District 3. If I look at District 3 as opposed to where you live, we still lack. Period. End of story. So it isn't just that. I think it's deeper than that. I think it's going to take a lot more work than that than simply getting it to look like it's supposed to look. It actually has to be that way. And that takes the kind of community involvement that you're talking about. That takes the kind of community involvement that we're talking about from a bipartisan standpoint, a nonpartisan standpoint. I guess that's a better way to put it. I don't think it's just about what it looks like. It's about what it is for me. And I don't think what it looks like now works. And I don't think adding on to that works either. I think that it really has to be turned upside down. Not just in the commission, but in the heart of the people who live in the districts as well. That's where the change has to happen.
And that's just me. And one of the other things, too, you have to take consideration. Being in politics, I actually looked at the concentration of blacks and Hispanics and ethnic groups throughout the county. And I found out that if you look at the town and country area, which everybody really don't know and don't understand, is town and country has as many people as South Tampa. South Tampa somehow is the political center of power
in the universe
for Hillsborough County, for the Iowa Corridor, for everybody because they got money and they got influence, but not because they have the votes. But let me say it like this, not because they have to vote, because their people vote. See, the numbers of people
exactly right.
In town and country and the number of people in South Tampa are exactly the same. The difference is there's a large concentration of Hispanics in town and country. Again, I looked at the numbers and the ratios and stuff, and if they decided tomorrow they want to take over the city of Tampa and Hillsborough County, and if they went out and got folks to show up at the polls and vote, they could do it. It's the difference is South Tampa traditionally have 39, 49, 59% showing up at the poll no matter what they elected. Don't catch a president. I'm just saying. And politicians know that.
Sure.
So, and the fact that they know some folks are going to vote, they pay attention to what they're saying, as opposed to some of the other areas in town that don't show up at the polls, but they may complain about something, but they don't vote. And these people traditionally vote, and that's how you get the attention of politicians. All you got to do is have one election. Latino show up and say, we got some issues, and we're going to make sure that you represent our issues. If not, we're going to vote for some people who will. And if they see it, you'd be surprised at what kind of attention you get overnight.
Wow.
Yeah, but to me, sometimes, I mean, we also need some incentive. I mean, that Al, he pointed out before. We have the lowest rate in employees in the county. So we want to make sure that when we go to the county, we are truly represented, that we can find people that answer our question, that knows the culture, that knows, I mean, the way we do things, okay? The same thing. So when you go and see a political campaign, you want to see a Latino sitting in the Board of Commissioners. You want to probably see a Latino sitting here in this radio show. So that encourages people to participate, because when you see always same old, it's like, okay, so you don't feel that representation. You need that motivation. You need to be there. So give us the opportunity, I mean, to get jobs in the county, to get jobs in the city, and important jobs. So we're talking about executive jobs. I mean, being there, representing our people, talking to them, and being able to spread the word out. So this is the thing that we're missing at this point, and that maybe is not motivating people also to pursue anything, because, okay, you know.
Now, also, that real quick, what's coming up? What's coming up as people can kind of get behind? What's the next event going on, or what are you guys looking at? What's coming down the pike? Is the year pretty much done with the commissioners?
Yeah.
What's the next big thing that we need to be letting everybody know to get involved in?
Yeah, well, right now we're regrouping the Hispanic coalition. Hispanic coalition is going to regroup soon. So what we're going to do is we're going to get together and think about 2014, so to start doing this. Now, the other event that is coming is with the Human Rights Council, okay, Tampa Human Rights Council. And what we're going to do is our annual breakfast. Okay, so the annual breakfast will be on, I have here the information, where it's going to be December 13th at 7:30 at the DoubleTree Resort, Hotel, on West Shore Plaza. And we have a keynote speaker, it's going to be Richard Cohen. He's the president of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And this is one thing that we need to also get involved. I mean, we have the council, this is the 40th annual breakfast. So the thing is that we need people definitely to go to sign in, to register as a member, and to get involved, because there's all the issues that were going on, you know, in not only Latino community, because the Human Rights Council is not about Latinos, all Latinos, also we have all the type of cultures and everything, even Caucasians and anything. But the thing is that we need people to get there, to get to know what is going on in the community, and talking about motivation, talking about participation. So this is so many ways that you can participate, and I think, you know, this is a great opportunity. Now, if you guys anybody wants to attend that, you need to go to www.thhrc.org. So that's the website for the Tampa Hillsborough Human Rights Council.
And that's coming up when, did you say?
December 13th at 7:30 in the morning.
December 13th.
At the DoubleTree Hotel.
It's a breakfast. The other thing, too, just so everybody knows, the way this show was set up in the very beginning is we looked for Hispanic and Black conservatives to create a platform, to create a platform, because usually when they get information from the Black and Hispanic conservatives, it's filtered through the liberal media. And so we started this show off with the idea, with the concept, that if something affects your community, something affects our community, then this would be the place we could bring it. So I just want both you guys to know, if you want a rallying point, if you come up with something, you say, okay, I need to get on the show. And the good thing about this show, the nature is we do this, but this is taped. So literally, we can give you this segment on a disc, and you can take it and run it anywhere, you know, you got a way, you put it online, you can put it on YouTube, you can take it and send it to all your friends and family. So again, that's the way you can do it. I'm just saying, because it's all about getting information out. It's information. And the hardest part of it is to get
perfect.
It in a format, or get it somewhere where you can do something with it. So we just did a show. We did a 20-minute segment. We can take this 20-minute segment, and you can spread this all over the world if you got the organization, or if you got the wherewithal to make that happen. So again, that's why we have this platform. And again, thank you guys for coming on the show. The little guy back in the room giving those funny signals, funny signs that we got to go to a break. So we're going to go to break, and then when we come back, as you guys know, this is the best part of the show for most people. This is called Blame the Republicans. They like that part. See you in a little bit.
Come on back. All right, then. Well, You said you had to move on.
I can.
Yeah.
You get the direction. Okay, this is your chance to break free from
Thank
all the cables
so
and all
much.
That. You can get through that.
Rest for later.
Yeah, it was
out
very
there,
bad.
Right?
Uh-oh.
You got to disconnect.
Oh.
You got to disconnect from everything.
Yeah, I just kept you telling your husband Tuesday
yes.
I'll edit this
yes,
up.
You got a couple of minutes. Sorry,
I'll take
it.
You.
Excellent, thank
then
you.
Then I can get you a copy of this.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I apologize.
No, and we appreciate the invitation, and like I said, you know,
Democrat Alex Singh says
to
the layout of business
anytime
plan
you guys
to get
want
Florida
to
out of its water,
chair.
Democratic
yeah.
Chair Farrell.
Okay. Right, thank you so much.
There you go, there you go.
Oh, like
there we go.
God bless. You know how we sit on Facebook?
So now we take their camera.
What were they all talking about? This Charlie Bess.
And they've got some of your ideas as well.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care now.
See you.
And Alex Singh says
thank you.
Thank you. Plan to get Florida
yes.
out of its worst recession.
Yeah.
Democratic Chair Karen.
All right, we're at break here on Porta Talk Radio. And you just heard everybody just leaving. We're going to be back in a little bit. Thanks for coming to the Blog Talk Radio section. Normally, you'd be getting the feed from the commercials. However, today our crack staff neglected to bring the cable from the wall over here.
Oh. so you've been privy to the live broadcast. But that's okay. That's okay. It's good to have people listening. You know what? And if you're in a local area, tell your friends. Just go ahead and tell your friends about Porch Talk Radio on TV. We're on Bright House 950, and we start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And what's really really exciting is that you can also catch us online. You can catch us on Porch Talk Radio on TV. You can go to our YouTube channel. We've got all sorts of things always going on. As you heard, you know, we have some people from our community. Well, we're going to start. We're at sort of commercial. We're just going to start the Blaine Republican segment in a little bit. We're really going to talk about what's really happening with the government getting turned on its head, and we're going to blame some people. We're going to blame some people for it getting turned on its head with the changing of the rules of the Senate. Here in a little bit, but again, we're gonna pipe in the regular feed.
Family.
Thank you, Gabriel, for bringing that cable over. We appreciate it. And we're gonna
don't try this at home.
And
folks.
Don't try this at home. This is dangerous. This is dangerous stuff here.
Exactly.
Somebody. Many people have been hurt. Many dogs have been killed in the making of this television show. So we're gonna pipe in the feed from our commercials, and we'll be back right after this.
A member of society that depends on that society to support them.
So what started out as an impossible dream is now a reality, and it's changing Tampa Bay's future one child at a time. For Good Life Tampa Bay, I'm Rebecca Wood. For more information, go to newlifevillage.org. That's newlifevillage.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to Porch Talk Radio. Thank you for the comeback now. We've got more great information. We've got Al hanging out with us here at the porch. And we had some great information that we kind of released forth to all of you guys on how the commissioners, what works behind the scenes. Eddie, which direction are we headed to now?
All right, first thing we do when we come back off of that first major break is we kind of talk about our sponsors. We have special thank yous for our sponsors. Republic Service is our title sponsor, and Blooming Days Flower Shop. And again, Christine has given us a beautiful bouquet. This is called the FTD Bountiful Bouquet. And what we have here is we have a collection of orange roses, we have burgundy mini carnations, and bronze daisies.
Just beautiful.
So again, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
Has done us up. Blooming Days Flower Shop.
Great job.
Off the corner of Florida and Fowler. And again, that's how we do this. They make it possible for
absolutely
us to bring you and do this show every week. Republic Services, Blooming Days Flower Shop.
Thank you, Republic Services.
And at this point in time, this is the segment of the show that most of you folks really, really love, because this is actually the satirical, funny part of the show, yeah, even though some folks don't laugh at it. This is called... This
we
is
do. So we're good. Called
Blame the Republicans. We all Republicans here except for Al. So this is a little lighthearted internal humor. Willie, hit it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, it's interesting. We've had a very, very interesting week. We have heard about the nuclear option. The nuclear option isn't that all the, one side of the Congress would eat Limburger cheese from lunch and come back and gas the place out. That's not the nuclear option. The nuclear option was that the majority that was, and this was discussed by Republicans as well, the majority in the Senate would change the rules such that it would be impossible, literally impossible, for the minority to stop any appointments that the sitting president would offer. Amazingly, stop it, and that's what happened. The rule, I mean, the rule was that it took 60 people, and as a little bit of history, the founders wanted desperately for this to be a contentious exercise. You know, this whole idea of things supposed to be happening fast and Congress is supposed to be getting stuff done, that was never their intention. Their intention was that everything took a long time and sometimes nothing would happen, and that was a better situation. However, now, with only 51%, a simple majority needed for presidential appointments, as save the Supreme Court, for judges and the like, and some of these people have lifetime appointments. Lifetime appointments. That means lifetime. You know what lifetime means? That means until they die. That means until they croak. So they go home to see Jesus. That's what that means.
Maybe.
Or not.
Or not. Unless they go in the other direction.
Yeah, it's going to be warm down there.
It's not going up. Everybody's not going
well,
up.
You know, we like to be positive about things.
Exactly.
So do we. That's why we know some of them going down.
So the idea is now those rules have been changed. Those rules have been changed.
Yes.
At least for the meantime. They have been changed. Well, it only takes a simple majority, 51 of 100 senators, to decide, save Supreme Court, on the president's, suggestions for judges and the like. Now, here's the deal. I got this guys from a neighbor who said, "Well, you Republicans brought this on yourselves." Mm-hmm. And I said, "How so?" And I thought for a second. You're right. So I'm going to officially blame Ted Cruz. I'm going to blame Rand Paul and anybody else, any other Republican that decided to use the rules of Congress how they were laid out. How dare you?
Yes.
How dare you use the rules of Congress how they were laid out? How dare you be obstructionist? Well, wait a minute. Isn't there always one party that their whole job is to thwart the devices of the other party? Yes. Isn't that how it's always been? Yes. But anyway, how dare you use the rules of Congress to stop things that you promised your constituents? How dare you? Who do you think you are?
So this is more democracy we're saying now?
No more democracy.
No more republic? No more republic?
Maru.
That's it.
Apparently.
Now they all feel good.
Well, yeah. Now you're all jacked up, right? Because that's what, that was the problem. See, if you had just gone along with the brother, because that was the problem, because obviously if you listen to Oprah Winfrey.
Racist. No, you don't agree with the black man. You're racist.
Well, you don't agree with Oprah because she got with her man hands.
Anyway. Man hands. Oh, look out. Oh. Yeah, that
hand like Wendy Williams.
Adam's apple?
That may be why she's not married.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, I'm just saying.
Because you don't agree with them. Because you just don't go along. How dare you? How dare you, Republicans? You should just go along. Don't you get it?
Wow.
It's the law, man.
How dare you, nasty, racist, homophobic Republican.
You forgot misogynist.
That was
something about...
Wait,
and the word we learned a couple weeks ago.
Heteroflexuals.
Heteroflexuals.
That's it.
Flexuals.
You know what that means? That means anytime, anywhere, with anybody, for any reason. That's all that means. You know, and so because you have chosen to follow the rules as they were laid out before you,
yeah.
you chose to be the opposition party. That's what we get. What we get now is that our government has been turned on its head. And now these appointments, and people don't think this is a big deal, though, Eddie, these appointments can last for a lifetime. And the people that actually deal with the Constitution on a regular basis in communities all over the country now can have appointments for a lifetime and change the direction of the country away from the Constitution to something entirely different. Not that I believe that it's going to be the end of the Republic and America will exist no more, but we will be different. We will not be the same, and that is the fault of Ted Cruz all by himself. He did it all by himself.
Rand Paul's got to be thrown in there too.
And our buddy, yeah. Rand.
Also, we got to take in consideration too, since we blame the Republicans
coming
for stuff.
That time of year,
we
got to
blame the Republicans
madness.
For this horrible internet fallout that's happening to the president because they had 3 years to get this thing out. and I read a stat that said the other day that they hadn't even built 60. I mean, my percentages may be off because, of course, we wouldn't want to say anything that's not correct to the percentage point. But somebody said 60% of the infrastructure for the internet wasn't even built yet.
Well, here's the deal. The
we can blame the Republicans for that. The back office portion of the of healthcare.gov.
You mean back door?
I mean back office.
Oh.
That's the part that connects the money side,
right,
to all the people who are in the exchange.
Yeah.
Is that part of the website that needs 70% of it still built? Now most people would think, well, that's two separate things. Well, it's not two separate things. The fact of the matter is that if Amazon wants your money, they've got a way to put your credit card in that if you are at XYZ Bank or HSBC Bank,
right,
they found a way to get your money.
Yeah, and it's secured.
And it's secured.
Oh!
Secured, yes. PayPal, you can go and you can walk by the restaurant and pay them for your smartphone.
Yes.
That these things aren't related is completely disingenuous. Of course they're related, because one can't work without
for
the
great offers.
You know what, the payment side to any of these sites is extremely important, because you're still paying for insurance. Did you say that it wasn't
it's
free?
It's free.
Well, no, it's not free.
We're blaming Republicans, so we need to make sure the Republicans get the full of the blame. Now think about it. 3 years passed, and they've been working on this stuff. And somehow, the stupid Republicans did not realize that the Democrats, who made sure that they launched the program on October 1st, expecting to collect money from you January 1st, didn't tell them guys, like when they were building the nuclear bomb, that you are the trigger mechanism, so all this other stuff won't work unless we can put the trigger in and actually make the bomb go boom. So unless you can get some money, you can basically register every American that's in this country. If you can't figure out how to collect the money, your system goes boom.
Well, yeah, that's making a difference. You think that if these things don't operate separately, these things operate together. As a matter of fact, it's the back office that's really the heart of the whole deal. Signing people up is fairly easy in comparison to actually getting money from them.
That's been redone, because it's no longer an enrollee now means someone that just went on and tried to register. It's not someone that actually signed up and put money in. That definition was changed a couple weeks ago.
I saw when they had a hackers class, and they were teaching hackers just for the training how to hack this website. It was that easy. It was that easy to hack. But there was no security whatsoever, so they had beginners actually learning how to hack the government by starting with healthcare.gov.
Well, yeah.
Pentagon is next.
I mean, it's always Pentagon. Well, anyway, well, that was our blame the Republican segment. Obviously, it's our fault, and I'd like to officially apologize. Okay, not really. I'm not.
No.
Anyway, we're going to go to a break. When we come back,
We're going to have a segment called
Why?
Time of year, chaos, pandemonium,
holiday
madness.
Yes,
how will you survive?
Well, that'll help out on that one.
Let's forward for your survival guide. Got a fresh new lineup of cars, trucks, SUVs, all very efficient. We're really playing. We forward Black Friday sales events. Kind of a big deal.
So what's
the deal? For $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash to assign, and zero first month payment. Only for Southern Transfer, disposal, and recycling solutions. We serve millions of commercial, industrial, construction, and residential customers across the United States and Puerto Rico.
Black Friday's coming. Deliver sustainable that time of year, chaos, pandemonium, holiday madness.
In a safe
How will
and
you survive?
No need to
For the
panic.
Past two decades,
Let
Ford be your survival guide. Has been
Got a fresh new lineup of cars, processing trucks, of waste SUVs, and recycling.
All very efficient.
It's a process that
and
has seen tremendous
excited,
technological advances in recent
If the Ford Black Friday
standard
sales
waste
event.
Collection and the processing of recyclables
kind of
take
During
two
the Black
very
Friday
different paths.
Waste fusion for
waste
two materials are collected from
various
residential, commercial,
industrial,
and
construction customers.
For Southern Ford,
the waste collected is often delivered to a transfer station, where the material is compacted and loaded onto larger trucks destined for the landfill. Upon arrival at the landfill, trucks are weighed and transported
hey, wait,
to a designated
did
area,
you
known as
it?
The working
no,
phase.
Not that.
Materials are emptied into
like
a section
tablets.
Of the landfill
Verizon
that have been prepared with thick liners
accessing
and other
information?
Environmental protection
yes, they have
systems
a lot to choose from.
In compliance
really
with all local,
and now you can get
$100
off
federal
any tablet.
Regulations.
Thanks,
Mike.
Save like never before on any tablet at Verizon now.
Once our
get $100 off any tablet. Plus, trade in your old tablet for up to $150 or more.
Sophisticated, technologically advanced recycling center. Pull a materials recovery facility, or a MRF.
Sure,
the sorting process begins as the truck empties its contents onto a tipping floor for processing. Materials continue their journey on conveyor belts,
Black
which sort
coming.
And separate the materials,
year, chaos,
utilizing technologies that include magnetic fields, optical sorters,
no
and polishing screens.
Let Ford be
Republic
your
Services
guide.
Utilizes some of the latest
cars,
innovations
trucks,
in automation.
SUVs, all
Once sorted, separated. The recyclable commodities are
really
banned and prepared
it's
for shipment to
Black
worldwide
Friday sales
markets, fans. Reuse, and manufacturing.
Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, police seek to make new products such as aluminum, steel cans, plastic,
zero first month
newspaper,
foliage,
building materials, clothing, and even carpets. From our network of recycling services, facilities, and strategic partnerships nationwide, we proudly provide sorted, clean commodities to become feedstock
year,
for
chaos,
hundreds of recycled content
madness.
Products in multiple industries.
Survive?
We believe recycling
no
transforms waste
Let's
streams into an environmental
guide.
Supply chain.
Of cars,
Republic
trucks,
Service
SUVs,
is proud to be
very
an environmental
efficient.
Partner
and
you
are
can
excited,
count.
Can't really blame them. It's the Ford Black Friday sales events. Kind of a big
deal. Back
during
to Porch Talk Radio on TV. Don't forget us on Facebook. Please come on board. Check in Porch Talk Radio and be our friend. Also, if you have any comments or anything we've said today, something that caught your interest, please let us know. As well, if you'd like to be a sponsor and join the other great sponsors we have currently, we'd love to have you on board. Let us know through Facebook or PorchTalkRadio.com. What's your product or service is, so you can let the rest of the world know as well. And then also
no
we're on Twitter, which is PorchTalkRadio. That's it. That's us right there. We need that. Come on board. Communicate with us any way, shape, or form. Ignore these pointing people here. And exactly. Move on to the next part. Eddie, where are we headed?
All right. Folks, there's a reason we do what we do. It's about bringing information to you. Part of that information has to do with stuff that's filtered, and by the time you get it, you can't recognize what it is. The rule change in
Congress.
Specifically what we're going to talk about. There's a reason why for 137 years the Constitution and Congress and things will run the way they were. The founding fathers understood that you got to have some way to be able to have a voice in the decision making in the country. They don't just go away or disappear because they didn't win the White House, or they didn't have the majority in the Senate, or they don't have the majority in the House. Each one of those organizations, each one of those branches have ways in which they can still get stuff done without being the majority party. Now, that's simple rule. Every time a party has a super majority in the House or in the Senate, they always contemplate
kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event,
rulers
in the Senate with zero money
is how they
zero
do appointments.
Signing, and zero first
now, the House don't do treaties and don't have to approve appointments for the president. That's the job of the Senate. Part of that responsibility has to do with the ability to filibuster and act a fool and stop things without being the majority party.
Holiday madness.
That being said,
no need
what the Democrats just did was basically say 51%
which they actually
have.
And people are excited.
So,
can't really blame
the next
it's the Ford
2 years,
Black Friday sales events.
2.5 years.
Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, police fusion for
like
$2,000
everybody knows what happened in 2016. Another presidential election. More importantly, another senatorial election. We have senatorial elections every 2 years, same time we re-elect folks in the House. But what happens in the Senate is the majority in the Senate can change. It
Black
won't
Friday's
take
coming.
6 years
year,
or 4 years.
Pandemonium, holiday
every
madness.
2 years,
how will you
that
survive?
Can change. That
no
being said,
let Ford be your survival
51%
guide. Got a fresh new lineup of
may
cars,
go to 52%
SUVs,
for the party.
Very efficient.
Without
people
them being a supermajority,
really it's the Ford Black Friday sales
event.
Basically
can dominate
kind of a big deal
and make
during
stuff happen
event,
that you could not have done for the last 100
zero cash to return and 37
years.
Payment. Only at your Southern
the
Ford.
The forefathers knew the nature of man. Even though we may be modern, we may be smarter, they had something that we didn't have.
Black Friday's coming. That time of year, chaos, pandemonium,
sure.
Holiday madness.
How will you survive?
No. Black Friday's coming.
Well,
that
well,
time
you know,
of year, chaos,
you know,
pandemonium, holiday
thing that
madness.
That
these rules
are
put
together. Again, so
but
you put it to access there and say that whatever. The idea is that if I
was
not the police you've got things that are still done now.
Zero first month payment. Only at your
Southern Ford.
Alex says he failed to lay off business plan to get Barry
starting out of its worst recession.
I'm still getting ready to
have
it.
He has got
nothing
to
create.
Access to credit information
is only
correlated
to
personal
injuries.
And now you've got
an
opportunity
to
have
Tampa's mayor
by us.
Some
of those guys.
Some
of them got beat down on the congressional floor.
Well, they hated each other.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't compromised. It was one group of guys won and the other group of guys lost. And that's how the system is supposed to work. We send people to Congress now. And I'm going to ask our guests. We send people to Congress now, and we elect them because they say they're going to get stuff done. Well, the idea
Black
is
Friday's coming.
That's not what they're supposed
year,
to do.
Chaos,
the idea is what they're supposed
madness.
To do is protect our folks. That's why they're there. That's the only
Let
reason they're there is to protect
Got
our personal freedom
cars,
and to do the things
trucks,
that the Constitution
SUVs,
says for them to
all
do,
very
and
efficient.
Then come home.
People are excited.
And I know we've got to only
Black
ask for minutes,
Friday sales
so I'm going to ask our guests.
Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, police fusion for $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash to signing, and zero first month payment. Only at
maybe
Southern Ford dealers.
Facebook guards. I had to call on them last week myself.
Well, you know,
Alex Fink says he failed to lay out a business plan to get
Black
Friday
out
of its worst
time of year, chaos, pandemonium.
I just want to tell you, in front of all these people, I was very sad.
He's an opportunist, says Tampa's Mayor Buckle.
No, let's talk about
the question is,
so what do you think about the Senate? Because I know some people think that what I said earlier was tongue in cheek. But do you think Republicans brought that upon themselves?
Charlie Crist.
I think the Democrats are trying to get their agenda through.
Mm-hmm.
They're tired of obstacles in their life, in their eyes. There
the
have
following
been,
presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Use of the
Hello, my name is
platform.
Walter Stansberry.
14 years ago, I founded Stansberry and Associates Investment Research. It has since become the largest firm of its kind in the world. We specialize in financial research.
Experience a awesome inside passage. Then immerse yourself in Denali National Park and beyond with Holland America Line as your guide. Discover the
risk collapse. We warn people to avoid Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Lehman Brothers, General Motors.
You know, when the balance of power changes, is this a really good thing?
For the, I mean, outside of the current situation, do you think this is a change that's going to fare well for the future?
My knowledge, another research firm in the world can match our records directly summing up the catastrophes that occurred in 2008 and the rebound that has occurred since then.
Why are we going to change something that's worked for 200 years? Now,
to explain the financial crisis,
I do agree that
and our thoughts on what would happen next
abused.
Has become the most.
But I think it should be studied a lot closer and looked at how it could be more fair for something.
Most people.
We don't have kings, we don't have queens, we don't have monarchs.
Stocks
we don't
have
dictators.
All their losses.
Which means, at Real some point in rebounded. Time, whoever's in power, the party that's not in power, and the people who are not in power will get tied, and the other party will come to power.
You have football fever. You may have questions. Like, does it cause compulsive spikism? Is aversion to warm beverages normal? Our experts would say yes, and completely normal. For answers to all football fever questions, visit BuffaloWildWings.com.
Generation X kind of thing, because the greatest generation understood that you do things that beyond yourself is not about immediate gratification. Because in 4 years or 8 years, one way or another, there'll be a new party in power, and when that party comes to power, that stick that you've been beating them with for the last 4 or 5 years gets turned on you.
Yeah, you have to give it to them, and they get to beat you with
they
it.
They get to beat you with that same stick. So.
Exactly.
So we just saying.
Now, also, something that Al brought up is Black to make it coming. Fair. That time of it's year, like, okay, who determines fair? Madness. The party in power or the one out?
I think you should have an independent
let
study.
Let Ford be your survival guide. Got a fresh new lineup of
I mean,
cars,
what they're doing is what Eddie says. It just, right now, millennial, let's fix it. They're not giving me my way. How can we get it? But at the same time, it is that he says they're going to turn the stick back on him. But yes, I think that there is a part there that's excessive. And yes, it should be studied. And you should have an independent commission outside, one that we actually listen to.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we actually listen to that. Sits down and makes some recommendations.
Well, we actually got to go.
We'll continue this conversation.
So, anyway, for those who get the second part of the show, hang around with us. We're going to be back on Blog Talk Radio. For those who are not, we'll see you next week at 4 o'clock. Sports Talk Radio.
God bless. Come back, folks.
TV. See you.
Take care.
Every day is Valentine's Day at
the
Kind of a
big deal. During the Black Friday event, we fusion for $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash to assign, and zero first month payment.
They have the perfect floral bouquet for any occasion. They have a wide selection of fresh-cut flowers arriving daily. Our favorites include stargazers, freedom roses, calamities, irises, gerber daisies, sunflowers, and orchids. They also carry a large inventory of
balloons,
plush,
gourmet
fruit baskets, and
a fresh new lineup of cars,
balloon engraved flower shops serve all of Hillsborough County and even across the
world.
The
locally
owned and operated
balloon
engraved flower shop is located at 1161
North
Florida Avenue.
For
Black Friday's coming. That time of year, chaos, pandemonium, holiday madness. How will you survive? No need to panic. Let Ford be your survival guide. Got a fresh new lineup of cars.
Black Body event. Lease Fusion for $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash due at signing, and zero first month payment. Only at your Southern Ford dealers.
Edmunds Price for us today.
When it came to making olive oil, Filippo Verio knew it better be good. And one day he learned what his olive oil could do for food, it could also do for heart. Filippo Verio, the first and last name in olive oil.
Black Friday's coming. That time of year, chaos, pandemonium, holiday madness.
How will you survive?
No need to panic. Let Ford be your survival guide. Got a fresh new lineup of cars, trucks, SUVs, all very efficient. And people are excited. Can't really blame them. It's the Ford Black Friday sales event. Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, lease Fusion for $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash due at signing, and zero first month payment only at your Southern Ford dealers.
Edmunds Price Promise? It is. Just compare cars from local Price Promise dealers and get an upfront price that's locked in. Car buying with no haggling and no stress? You don't see that every day. Get Edmunds Price Promise today. At Edmunds.com, we're car people. Driven to make car buying easy. I know. You're probably looking at me thinking, what?
Everyone, to Porch Talk Radio on TV. We're also on Blog Talk Radio actually right now. And don't forget us on Facebook. Come on to Facebook. Just type in Porch Talk Radio. Be our friend. Anything we're going to be, we've talked about already or we're going to be talking about catches your attention, strikes a nerve one way or the other. Come on Facebook. Let us know. If it's nasty and mean, we'll delete it. But otherwise, if it's nice, we'll respond back in kind. So just remember, come on board, give us your opinion, and if we like it, we'll work with it. Also, PorchTalkRadio.com. Don't forget us there. Eddie, we're just getting warmed up.
Yeah, we are. And again, for those who are joining us for the second part of the show, this is the show after the show. So actually, on this part of the show, we could talk about prices. For the bouquet that we were talking about from Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, we can use the seven bad words, even though we won't.
What are the seven bad words? I don't even know what they are.
I'm not going to call them out.
I'll tell you.
He'll write them down for you.
I guess.
Liberals, Democrats, progressives, and... Oh.
Okay.
No, this is George Carlin version.
But anyway, we're back to talk about communication and talking to people and having a platform. Because at the end of the day, this whole show and what we do on this show is about having a voice for people who traditionally don't have a voice. Again, my idea of setting up this show when we first started was to get a black conservative, Hispanic conservative, which basically the community say none exists. And we found three because Willie happened to be a part of the show. And Willie happened to be another black conservative. So we got at least two black conservatives. And Gabriel is here. And what we wanted to do when we was looking was find a young black conservative.
But they found me
instead. And that was my idea for the original show.
Too close.
And then the young black guy didn't work out. So, we say, well, how can we be diverse and still do some stuff? So we say, well, maybe we get Hispanic on, because that's another community that's not heard a lot from, especially from this side of the aisle. So Gabriel kind of popped up. We started doing this show. And that was 3 years ago. So I'm just trying to tell you. We we've been around. Yeah, we found. Well,
not like a jumping bean. You're not being profiling me. I'm just making sure here.
I didn't even think about
okay,
jumping
fine.
Bean.
That's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
That is funny.
Moving along.
That's Hispanic funny without being funny. But anyway.
But today we got an Alan Combs. Al Frederick here, which has another view that we're not used to.
Oh my God!
Perspective here, so don't try this at home, please. We're professionals.
Gabe was
we
not,
know what we're doing here.
Gabe was not professional.
Believe it or not,
evidently. But anyway, as this segment goes on, we're going to we're going to kind of do what we do. We're going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to have a section where we're going to have our guest, Al Frederick. Talk about what concerns him, and then we'll kind of do 20 minutes of that, and we'll be right back.
See you in a little bit. Come on back, folks. Price promise today.
Automation is a major advancement in our industry. It's made our ability to service customers efficient, productive, and we've also made it safer and easier for our customers as well.
The customers tell me that they like automation because the automator dumps into the top of the body. There's really no spillage. It's quicker. It's cleaner. It's a lot better for the community. It's a lot better for the driver also.
One of the great benefits for customers is the use of carts. It's a great user-friendly system, a three-cart system, one for trash, one for recycling, one for yard waste. Serviced by one truck that knows your neighborhood, that's a great system all around. It's great for communities from an aesthetic viewpoint as well.
Our customers are telling us that the carts, initially when delivered, they look at them as a very large container that may be hard to use. And what they've found after using it a few times is that the ease of tipping it and rolling it up and down a driveway or even on soft dirt or grass is much easier than dragging the traditional trash can or garbage bags to and from the curb. Education of the customer prior to the rollout of automation is very important. There is a campaign that explains how the system works, what the customer can expect, when their service delivery is going to be provided, and then above all that we have a call center that has all those answers available when and if they need to call in for clarification. We'll use TV, radio, newspaper, we're speaking to homeowners associations, we'll be doing door hangers, and we're going to put labels on the carts themselves and on the recycle bins. And that will explain how to use the service.
I've seen how great automation can be and successful in these communities because the customers see how clean it is, how efficient we are, and they want to be part of that team.
Every community needs to go to automated service. The customers love it. The drivers love it. Automation, it's for you.
The longer you keep your high-mileage car, the more it pays you back.
Change your oil to Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engine.
Talk radio on TV. Don't forget us on Facebook, please. If you would like to be a sponsor on our program, we'd love to have your product service mentioned to the world through our program we have here. Also, don't forget us at ForgeTalkRadio.com and then also BlogTalkRadio.com. Just type in ForgeTalkRadio online and you'll find us as well as the Twitter, which is the ForgeTalkRadio T. You got it. Eddie? Where to?
All right, well, what we're going to do, we're going to do something interesting. Since Al hung around for the whole first segment, just to make it to this segment, he wanted to have his own section.
Oh.
He wanted to have his own segment. So being the worthy host that we are, we're going
to
kind of let...
As opposed to worthless.
Yes.
Just clarifying.
As opposed to Gabriel being worthless.
Hey.
We're going to let Al lead us in this next segment, and basically we're going to talk about whatever Al wants to talk
about.
We're
going to salute it, Al.
Because this is the second segment, we can do that because this is the show after the show. And Al actually has some points he was kind of getting pretty fired up about. And Al, take it away.
Well, I just wanted to say when we were talking in the first hour about redistricting that one of the things you got to remember is in the Hispanic community is very different from the African-American community. Hispanic is a word that was invented by the U.S. Census. It didn't exist before. People... Hispanics think of themselves as Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Venezuelans. It's my country first. That, you know, the community that we're all together, that doesn't really exist. The Pew Foundation a couple weeks ago came out with a study. They said 2/3 of all Hispanics do not believe there are any Hispanic leaders. Now, if they don't believe there's any Hispanic leaders, why would they want to go to redistricting to make a Hispanic section if they don't have any leaders to put up? Could that influence? Also, if there is a problem, let's say consider it an African-American problem, you know that tomorrow 10 buses will be downtown, right or wrong. But if it's a Hispanic problem, how do they say, oh, if it's a Puerto Rican, they'll say, oh, it's a Cuban problem, not my problem.
Okay, I can see that.
So you don't have that banding together. And because you don't have that banding together, you don't have these fights. Like, only 30 people showed up for that redistricting. It's like Eddie said, if you don't show them, if they would have had 200 people there, then I would imagine, I'm not like Eddie, I'd say most likely it was Ken Hagan, was on the sidelines, and he thought, well, I only see 30 people here, why am I going to change the, the waters? No one cares. And that's a big problem. Right. No one cares. But at the same time, I mean, I agree with Willie when Willie was saying everybody at large, everybody represent everybody else. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think the at large represents me. I would rather see 7 single district and whoever lives in there. Remember, Hillsborough County has 1 million people, and that means it's 170,000 people per commissioner. Do you think they can talk to 1 million people, go shake hands with that 1 million people in their little 6 months trying to get in? You can.
It's actually 1.2, 1.3 million people, according to the last census. So.
Well, divided by 7.
Yeah.
And do you think you can go out and talk to that, Eddie?
Well, think about this. The city of Tampa has like 350,000 people. Each one of those county commissioners that have a district has roughly about 350,000 folks in each one of those districts. And that's the way it's set up now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do it, look at the math and how you do it, that's how you got to kind of look at it. Each one of those districts in the county is the same size as the city of Tampa.
Okay.
Well, my deal is that can't happen now, and I don't think it happens with another district. I don't think you can. I mean, I don't think you can get to 200,000 people either. I don't think one person can get to 200,000 people either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Frankly, I haven't seen in a town hall setting, neither my county commissioner or my city, or the guy who's the city council guy,
Frank Reddick.
Frank Reddick. I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think that can happen. I don't think that happens anyway. I don't think that can be the barometer of how you do it. I think that the process for election for that person should be that they should have to, because once they get on the board, they're not just deciding isn't just deciding what happens in my district where I live. He gets to decide stuff that happens in South County and North County and well. So they become everybody's commissioner. Now, should they be the person I can go to and say, hey, listen, we got a thing going on here on Hillsborough Avenue? Yeah, they should be, but not necessarily. I don't understand why Sandy Merman couldn't be that person I go to and say, I've got something going on here, or Ken Hagan, or Al Higginbotham, or whomever.
When you have unbearable sinus,
especially if you go, everybody's at large,
I've
got a shot at anybody there, as opposed to being directed, and sometimes people are directed.
Mucinex Sinus Max relieves sinus pressure, mucus, and headache.
You are direct, mucus,
out.
Yeah, well,
I personally find that offensive.
Right.
That first, I'm telling you, Spanish people, people who speak Spanish, whether you're from Latin America or Caribbean, y'all don't want anybody to appoint a leader for y'all. Y'all don't.
Exactly.
Be the own leader in your own household, because the leaders that you will be appointed will not be the leaders that you want. Take it from Black America. Take it from me. The leaders that they appoint for you are not the people that you want. You know what? Decide to be a leader in your own house. Decide to be a leader on your own block, in your own neighborhood, and y'all take care of it that way, because that's the best way. Please don't let them appoint you a leader.
Okay, now there is a certain thing that happens here. Even though among yourselves, you may be Venezuelan.
When you have unbearable sinus, Mexican, blame mucus,
whatever. But as a group, there's some commonality. And that's the thing that will vehicle will tell you, that's the thing that everybody's looking at statistically, because when they say Dade County, Florida, is a majority-minority county, they ain't talking about Cubans. They ain't talking about Mexicans. They're talking about Hispanics as a group. And they have already recognized the threat. Now, I'm going to tell you what happens when you have everybody out there representing and nobody being represented particularly in a group. That's why black folks fought the single-member district, because when it was the other way, they weren't electing blacks for nothing. You didn't have no representation in Congress. You had no representation in the county. You had no representation in the city. That being said, for hundreds and hundreds of years, that's the way it was. And they say, well, I tell you what, compromise. Give us one county commissioner.
That time of year,
and this is the battle that you guys have to fight. Give us one county commissioner, one city council member that was single member, that was single member district did, one school board member, one state rep, one state senator, and even one representative in the state of Florida, five gerrymandered congressional districts. We don't have a black rep, but again, that's not because the system didn't do what it tried to do. That's the results of folks voting and doing what they needed to do to make that not happen. So that being said, is the Hispanics as a group, even though you may fuss and fight among each other like a family does, because you know, you fuss and fight with your sister and brother, you more than doing anybody else, it's when people come from the outside the house. When you stop fighting among yourselves and say, okay, let's kick this butt here first. Since we're not on cable right now, let's kick this ass first. And then when you get to kicking that ass, you go back to fighting among yourselves. And that's what they do. So again, that being said, if you want to get the same concept as a single district, you kind of have to organize, raise your tail, make enough folks feel guilty that you're not represented that way. Because again, that's how black folks did it. You had to come together and stop fighting among yourselves. But black folks fight among themselves, because half and African American. I don't say African American. I say black, because black has been around forever. In 1960, during the Civil Rights Movement, white folks came up with African American, because James Brown would say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And they were trying to come up with something as good. And they say, well, African-American, because you put them in heritage and you come from Africa. And all of them come from Africa. So, again, that being said, I said black, because no matter where I go on this planet, I can say black and people know what I'm talking about. You call some people African-American, they don't want to be African-American because they ain't from Africa and they ain't. But they feel black.
Eddie. Well, talking about that is, some Hispanics don't like the word Hispanic. Yep. They're Latinos. Or they're not Latinos, they're Hispanos.
Yeah.
Right. Or they're not either. I'm a Cubano, I'm a Puerto Rican, whatever. You have that everywhere. So, African American's the word I'm using.
I know.
It's nothing to offend anybody.
But
I understand completely. I use the word Hispanic or Latino interchangeably. To me, I see no difference. But they tell me there is.
Right.
But your issue was how you come together. And
how you do you come
together? You guys are separate, well, no. But, you know. A lot of them are come here.
I ran there when Hugo Chavez was elected. I mean, I know what it is to be a refugee. But then I see them, they didn't vote there.
When you have unbearable,
or if they did vote, they didn't actually read the whole story. I mean, I heard Mengañaro a lot about Hugo Chavez that we were seeing. The guy was in Cuba every other week. What do you expect from the guy, you know? So they got what they deserved, unfortunately.
Black Friday's coming.
And here is Iran. But I see a lot of Venezuelans from here. We have over 100,000 Venezuelans of a country 2 million live in Florida.
No need to panic.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Let Ford be your survival
and they vote
guide.
The same way they
got a
did
fresh
there,
new
which
lineup.
Is they don't
cars,
vote.
Trucks, SUVs.
Latinos, Hispanics. They don't vote in the numbers of other groups. Until they learn to vote, to force themselves to vote.
During the Black Friday event, what can be done?
Education.
People out getting the basic science thing.
I think it's education. It's
kind of
also
during the Black Friday event, police fusion for 279 a month.
You know, several years ago. ago here in the States, everybody smoked cigarettes.
Only it's your Southern Ford dealers.
Right? You started with the campaigns on TV, but the big campaign, who listens to that, was that when you go to somebody's house and they look at you badly, it is bad to smoke, they stop. We don't have as many people smoking in the United States as we used to.
So peer pressure. Madness.
Peer pressure. Will you survive? Completely.
No,
I mean, look at drugs. I lived in other countries where drugs you don't even talk about. They're bad. No one celebrates this. Here you watch Holiday from Hollywood, and drugs is good. Oh, the guy got drugs last and he's crazy. And everybody accepts it. Yet we know that drugs is one of the biggest problems in the United States. But we celebrate it at the same time. How can we do that? That's a dual.
We market it.
We market it. We have to all be, listen, I don't want to see that movie. It's like there's a Nazi smoker.
Only at your
I don't want that. Get away from me. I don't accept this anymore. Mm-hmm. So when you're with people, you have to tell them, I don't accept it. When they complain, just that very simple question, did you vote? No. Then is there a reason? Right. Is there a reason why you didn't vote? Were you dead? Were you sick? whatever? Were you out of the country? And they say, no. Then don't talk to me. I don't care.
See, the thing is, what I was talking before, I'm saying what makes the difference. The same number, I mean, listen, again, don't take my word for it. I know some of you guys are Google and
Snoop.
Don't ever listen to any of you guys. None of you guys. But anyway, that being said, because I don't, Snoop lies too. But anyway, that being said, look at the population, the voting population in South Tampa and County Country. Look at the percentage of those areas that's Hispanic. If the Hispanic decided tomorrow that they wanted to make, because this was part of one of my campaign platforms, we worked the hell out of Town and Country, because we figured we wasn't going to get folks in South Tampa to vote for me. I'm just saying. Okay, look at me. Okay, they weren't going to vote for me. I'm just saying. But I had a better chance of getting Hispanics and black folks in Town and Country, if they would go to the polls and vote, to vote for me. So that's how we targeted that. That was a campaign strategy. It failed because at the end of the day, the election results came in. Town and Country results were basically the same they always been. They voted in like the 30s%, you know, 20, 30%. And the folks in South Tampa voted in the 40, 50, 60%. So that being said, okay, the idea may have been good, but we never crossed the threshold of possibility of making it happen because enough folks don't believe in voting. Now, if you got a community that already believes in voting, now you got to figure out what you want to do with this power, because now you got the power, and that's what happened in South Tampa. Those folks have the power. They elect the county commissioners who run countywide. They always go to South Tampa. They have city council folks who run citywide, go to South Tampa. So anybody who believes in politics in Hillsborough County know if South Tampa's involved, you got to go through South Tampa. East County is another stronghold, but they don't have a lot of Hispanics. East County is more the country, the rural area. And, of course, you see who we get from those areas. So I'm just thinking it's no different to get someone elected from Town and Country because and a lot of people even think of the country being Hispanic. They don't think evil.
How will you survive?
You know, that's what everybody's saying until you look at the numbers. But the evil is part of downtown Tampa. So you're not going to win because you outnumber. If you want to talk about a white stronghold other than South Tampa, then it's going to be downtown.
It's the Ford Black Friday sales.
I'll make it a point.
Kind of a big deal.
During
the Black Friday,
at least for $279 a month. And when everybody down, zero cash to about politics. That's the first question. And then they have this litany of reasons why they did.
Right.
It doesn't matter, blah, 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 blah. And he says, well, then I don't want to talk to you. If you're not going to do enough, even once every 4 years to participate, then I don't want to talk to you because you're not really, you've decided not to be part of the process.
Yeah.
And I think that's the changing of the culture. I think you nailed it. That's the changing of the culture that somehow has to happen. And you know what? It's got to happen household to household. It's got to be enough people in whatever community we're talking about. Whether we're talking about now, I don't know what word you use. Whatever community you're talking to,
anybody
that you're marketing to, you have to say
citizens.
Citizens, this is what we expect.
How will you
if you
survive?
Want to participate in this system, no in this culture, in this country, this is what we expect. This is one of the things that you've got to do. Trucks, SUVs, and then we can start having conversations about what doesn't work, what does work, who works and who doesn't work.
Right. Going back to what you were saying about public TV, public TV, public schooling, what happened to civics? Not only did you lose Florida history, you lost civics. What did civics teach you?
It's American government.
How government works.
Right.
And how to, and that you should
participate.
Vote.
Right.
Participate.
Your responsibility. And you learn it from a kid from first grade all the way to 12th grade. Then when you got to be 18, you went out and the first thing you do, you filed the vote.
Okay. As a parent, I registered all three of
Mucinex sinus mask relieves sinus pressure, mucus, and headache.
They all registered. They all have it. My youngest who lives in the house, I'll take it. Let's go. But Dad, let's go. I don't care. If you want to leave it all blank, that's fine.
But you're going.
But you're going. You exercise. People ask you. You had the right to vote. That's I didn't like either of them. I didn't vote for them. Right. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
If I don't like either candidate, they're blank.
Yeah, I think you make a great point that you've decided in your house. I was blessed. My kid couldn't wait. My kid couldn't wait. But you're right. That's the deal. You have to, and that's the slow, sometimes slow and painful way to change the culture, but I think it's the most effective way. House over household, block to block, deciding that, hey, we're going to vote. You guys coming? You guys coming? Yeah, get in the car. And making the other the thing that you don't want to do. Like we talked about smoking. People don't smoke because it's not cool to smoke in people's houses.
Right.
You know, people used to go to your house and mind if I smoke, and people would go, okay. And now they go, no.
No, don't smoke.
Now
no,
they,
don't
now they say, don't smoke in my house.
Don't smoke in my car.
Right.
Don't smoke in my yard. Don't smoke in my yard.
Don't even get near me.
Yeah. If you've been smoking, I don't want to be near you.
Exactly.
Just think if we had that mentality with drugs.
Yeah.
Would the drug, I mean, the Congress spends a lot of its time on the defensive. In other words, paying to burn the crops, burning the material. But that's the supply side. Why don't we work on the demand side?
Exactly. You're out there, right?
Black Friday's coming.
It makes too much sense. I see it an hour ago. Common sense ain't coming anymore.
Correct.
Yeah, you have to, I mean, but don't but the only solution then is to work on the demand side. That's the real solution.
Got a fresh new lineup.
Then it'll all go away.
SUV is
find something else.
There's a re-education process.
We're human. We always do.
And you bite. But it is a process that takes time, and there has to be... Obviously, it's not going to happen from the government. So it has to, and the government is winning by keeping people stupid.
Only
by taking things out of the curriculum that would educate them, that would empower them to break free from the get off the plantation.
One of the things that happened, you know, I think in real small and one of the things that we did, and it's so funny how real small towns, I don't know about big cities, but you know who the criminals are on your street.
Okay.
The old ladies know who the bad kids are, and they know who the good kids are. If there's somebody on your street doing drugs and having issues and breaking and doing stuff like that, they know who it is. It's not that you don't know. It's how you accept it or not accept it. And that's the difference between society as a whole and the community. I think if a community decided we're going to get rid of drugs, we're going to get rid of this, we're going to get rid of that, and everybody bought into it, and free guess what?
They'll fail to change.
Well, you know what? Where I live, there was a whole bunch of creek prostitution around that area. And you know what? You know what? People showed up at city council meetings. This is in Iowa with mayor. Some of those places that existed that supported street prostitution are now gone. And guess what? So it's so in 99% of street prostitution. It just, it's like it went away. Like
during the Black Friday event.
Yeah.
That's a visual. Thank you. As we close with that, Ben, don't forget us on Facebook, please.
That's a great
don't
analogy.
Forget us on PorchTalkRadio.com, as well as come on board and be our friend on Facebook. And we'll be right back, folks. Thank
see
you
in a little bit.
Every day is Valentine's Day at Winning Days Flower Shop.
Cobblequins number 5.
Thanks to family and the cuddling staff at Winning Days for being our sponsor. They have the perfect floral bouquet for any occasion.
They have a wide selection of fresh cut flowers arriving daily.
Our favorite is green stargazers,
green roses, calamaries, irises, river daisies, sunflowers, and orchids.
We
also carry a wide inventory of plants, greens,
plush,
gourmet fruit baskets, and gazebo shoppers. The
Leaning
Days Flower Shop serves all of Hillsborough County and even across the world. Or on the web at BloomingDays.com. Thanks, Blooming Days, for serving the Tampa Bay area for over 27 years with an FTD master designers on staff every day. Shop your local florist first.
Here at New Life Village in Tampa, parents who want to adopt children out of the foster system and seniors who want to share their wealth of knowledge with the younger generations really understand it takes a village to raise a child. It was just an idea Sister Claire LaBeouf had so many years ago. What if the nearly 1,000 children in Hillsborough County who were cast aside, languishing in the foster care system, were given the opportunity to be loved, to be cared for, to belong? One thing she knew for certain, the status quo wasn't working.
Every child has to belong, and unfortunately, when a child grows and matures out of the foster care system, they still look to belong. Now they may belong to a gang, they may belong to a cult, they may belong to a child sex trafficking ring, they're going to belong somewhere. Everybody has to belong.
But she's working to now have them belong to their own family, their own community. And that idea she had so many years ago has become a reality in New Life Village, an intergenerational community that provides permanent homes at an amazing discount for families who adopt children 8 years old or older out of the foster care system, and senior citizens who are willing to volunteer and contribute their time, skills, and expertise to these families, all living together, supporting one another.
We're paradise lost. We've walked away from the way communities are supposed to be, and this recreates that community. We need our population that all the kids need it, the parents need it, and recreating a community where we're surrounding the parents and the kids by a wall of support really works, and it changes the kids, it changes the families, it changes the community, it changes the economy.
As you can imagine, something like New Life Village, which sits on nearly 12 acres of land and boasts beautiful homes, a clubhouse, a pool, and a playground, doesn't happen overnight. In fact, New Life has been in the works for nearly a decade, with business and community leaders giving of themselves tirelessly to turn it into a reality.
It takes children that are basically disadvantaged and put them in a situation where they can be treated as adults in a normal environment and become productive members of society. I think that's what the village is all about. And I think that's why that we are supporting it, and that's why I ask others to support it.
I went from being a interested person in Sister Claire, to becoming someone that's type of organization that you can be involved with.
These kids, for the most part, do have some problems. They've been in poor situations, meaning adoptive with adopted families. There's some drug issues there. There's some psychological issues there. And this is an opportunity to take the children out of that environment and put them into a family environment. And that's what the village is all about.
A child who is raised in a stable environment is more likely to pursue his or her education, to have enough supervision not to get pregnant or enter into a criminal way of life. And so they are going to proceed to go to college and be a contributing member of society rather than be a member of society that depends on that society to support them.
So what started out as an impossible dream is now a reality, and it's changing Tampa Bay's future one child at a time.
That time of year, chaos, pandemonium.
For more information, go to newlifevillage.org. That's newlifevillage.org.
No need to panic. Let Ford be your survival guide.
Got welcome back, everyone, to Porch Talk Radio on TV. Don't forget us on Facebook. Also, please come on board. Be our friend, as well as PorchTalkRadio.com. We have five subscribers we'd like to share with the world. Please come on board so we can share with all our fans across the infinity and beyond. Eddie, what's your recommend?
Well, first of all, we got to thank our sponsors again, Republic Service. Thank you guys at Republic Services
for allowing
us to be here every week. And again, Christine down at Bloomingdale's Flower Shop.
Beautiful flowers.
Send us another beautiful bouquet, FTD Bountiful Bouquet, that sells online. I did say that right. Sells online for $44.99.
Buy it.
Hit her up. Go buy one. It has some orange roses, some burgundy mini carnations.
It's just lovely.
And some bronze daisies. Beautiful. In the little pumpkin thing for Thanksgiving. So,
how sweet.
So for all you guys who want to do something for the holidays, I know flowers is not usually part of your Thanksgiving festivities.
But they should be.
They need to be.
But see the turkey in the middle of the table with the little pumpkin with the flowers and the leaves and stuff in it. Hey,
it'd be a lovely
sight. Do something different this year. Go buy it. And again,
do it now.
$44.99 FTD Bountiful Bouquet.
Go now.
All right.
This is a subliminal message. Go now.
Go now.
Buy flowers.
Subliminal right. Background.
Now we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. I posted something on Facebook this week. Yeah, I'm a Facebook guy. Got a bunch of stuff out on Facebook. Don't mind it, you know, like mind it like gold, like a lot of folks. I don't sit to my computer all day playing with Facebook stuff. I maybe do it first thing in the morning, and then when I go back at night, I see how many of you folks have been playing with it all day. That's kind of how I do it. But anyway, that being said, I posted something that said, if you want to keep your doctor, you may need to change your congressman.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what's happening. Everybody's complaining. I just heard that the federal government is going to extend, yeah, I'm right. Okay, they're supposed to have all this stuff come to a nut here next year in October.
But
the election's in November. Now, okay, I'm going to tell you why common sense ain't common.
Got a fresh new lineup of cars,
they should have known.
SUVs, all
I guess they did know that this was going to be as bad.
Can't really blame if
they thought they were doing something good. First
kind
thing.
Of a big
okay.
Deal.
Now, once you found out what you were doing wasn't good, and everybody wasn't loving on you like you thought they were going to be loving on you, then you should start thinking, now, what's the long-term repercussions of this thing? Because if these folks don't like it like we think they're going to like it, there may be some bad stuff coming down the pipe for the party. Well, guess what? Bad stuff coming down the pipe for the party.
Our special cookie is
now you're trying to figure out, well, let's push it from October the 1st, 2014, just a month before the election, so everybody be mad as hell at us, and none of our people get elected. Or let's move it to November the 15th, after the election, and they stuck with us for another 2 years. That's what's happening. We know it's bad. Don't tell us it's bad anymore. But we don't want it to kill the party. We don't want it to hurt all the senators who won't get elected because everybody's mad. All the House reps that won't get elected because they're mad at the Democratic Party. I'm going to tell you, this is not an Obama issue.
Correct.
You cannot vote for Obama again if your life depended on it.
He's done. He's out.
Once
and
you
he
run
doesn't
for
care.
President,
it don't
you
matter.
Don't go back and run for Senate. You don't go back and run for House. You don't go back to run for alderman, a county commissioner, a dog catcher. I'm just saying. Once you've been president,
that's it.
You set for life. You got Secret Security for life. And then your wife gets it if she dies after you.
Pension.
Your children. You got pension.
Benefits.
You start breaking the ground for the library. You know. So Obama's set. Whether you love him or hate him, he's done. You can't vote for him no more. Now, whether he ruins the party, that's the question that's before us now.
I don't think he cares.
Because folks can be really, really mad, as we have had Republicans that upset people, Black and it took coming. Us 8 years to get elected out of the Republicans. I'm just saying, there's some blowback.
No or, panic. Let Ford in this be case, your survival guide. Got a fresh new lineup of cars, trucks, president. SUVs, all
it may be this,
efficient.
And
people are excited, can't really blame
how should I
it's
say
the
it?
Ford Black Friday
even
sale.
Even a bad crash.
Yeah.
Kind of a big
see,
deal.
Most during the Black Friday event. Have food in it, have bait.
Okay.
And they bait you to try to get the food for free.
Black Friday's
coming.
And
then coming.
The trap
that
time of
year,
chaos, pandemonium,
and then you will die,
madness.
You become food yourself.
How will you survive?
You
know,
if you're a rat,
no
thing,
need
but
to panic.
If you're something
Let
they're trying to
catch, you'll
make the food in there.
Got a fresh new lineup of cars.
But if the government's doing it, is that Soylent Green type thing?
But if the government, see what the government did, is they're a bad trap. Since they don't put food in a bad trap, all you guys know is they don't put food in a bad trap, right?
Big deal.
What they do with a bad trap is they find where the bear walks. What's the territory? And they put a bunch of these traps there, hoping that he'll come through and walk on the bear trap, and then you catch him, and then you know, then you kill the bear. You're usually trying
Black
to kill
Friday's
the bear.
Coming.
You're not
that
trying
time
to
time of year,
it.
Chaos,
most
pandemonium, holiday madness.
You got some touch
How will you
bear.
Survive?
Not
no
me.
Need
but
to
again,
panic.
That being
Let's
said,
survive
what
guys.
They did with Obamacare is they kind of put all these traps out there, thinking they're going to catch a few bears. Bears being the 1%. You know, the 10%. You know, not the 47%. They want one of them little numbers. So it's not that many folks. You big and you mighty and they want to get rid of you. So they created this trap. And they threw it out there. And you just kind of walk up in it. Whether you're not looking for anything. They ain't enticing you with food. They're just telling you, you know, just,
absolutely.
Just because you're doing what you do. You know, like bears in the woods, you know what I mean?
No.
Just because you're doing what you do, that will get you caught.
Okay.
And,
so far,
and
so good.
That, and that's what the healthcare system is about. Since you got your own doctors and you got your own healthcare and you're paying for all this stuff yourself, they want some folks who don't have it to have it. So they got to take it from you. They found out that all these folks who thought they was voting for the good of the people.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why you got trapped. We're doing something good. I feel warm and fuzzy inside. I have a furry animal that's cuddling up to me, and I'm making him feel good, and he's making me feel good. And
but
and
we can tell Willie to get back. That's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, and we got all this stuff happening, but it's not happening that way.
No.
What's happening is the bear is eating the trap, is eating the chain, and the guy at the end of the chain who thought he was going to be having himself a bear sandwich at some point in time. Well, now the bear is eating you, it's eating the pole in the ground, it's eating that tree, you tied it around, and that's what it's doing. Obamacare is devouring everything. The computer system don't work, senators don't like it, the people don't like it. The poor folks who like it won't vote next election cycle because Obama's not going to be on the ticket. Watch.
But Eddie, I don't think...
They're not going to vote because the Messiah, as Obama called it. As Rush Limbaugh called him,
right.
He's not going to be on the ticket.
I don't think it's going to matter, Eddie.
They're not going to show up.
I don't think it's going to matter. I think just as we go towards a single-payer system, if we can get this system to collapse under its own weight, which is since Medicaid is being dramatically increased, this is becoming basically a trolling operation for Medicaid to expand it out, which is happening in every state, pretty huge right now. As we continue trying to make the insurance companies switch back and forth, which requires a lot of legalese and blah, 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 while they're trying to get it all caught up, if the companies go down, then the government gets to say, well, we've got Medicare, a single-payer system. It works great for everybody else. Let's just put everybody in it. Because I know the rate structure right now for male or female is identical. Same structure. And whether male or female, everybody gets maternity. Everybody gets birth control. It's all the same. And again, we're on our way.
I was just saying, I want Viagra.
No, sir, that's part of the problem. So at this point, if we're going to, everybody pays the same rate either way.
I'm old enough for Viagra.
That's a separate issue, sir. If we can do that in a blow dart or something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But just understanding that the system is moving towards the single payer, I really believe that Mr. Obama is losing no sleep whatsoever in spite of the little bitchy Democrats that are just saying, oh, but we're going to lose power. It doesn't matter to him. His work is done. How many government programs disappear, folks? None. Willie?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I don't think the president cares at all. I think the president is a revolutionary. I think the president's a revolutionary.
Absolutely.
I think he got his agenda done.
And
we saw in the 2010 election that the people thought the president would moderate his views. He didn't. And what happened in 2010, a lot of Democrats got their ass handed to them in that election by Tea Party folks. He didn't care. It's amazing how much he cared and didn't moderate, but cared about his own reelection in 2012. I don't think he cares about 2014. I think for 2014, the election will be a lot like 2010. I don't think he cares.
No.
And he's not concerned.
No.
He gets on TV and talk about being concerned about the website and all that stuff. The plan was from the beginning, my opinion, I believe, and it's bearing, and we talked about it earlier.
Right, bad fruit.
I mean, it's bearing out that this whole thing was designed from the very beginning not to work.
Oh.
Who builds this kind of system without building the back office structure first?
The
money part is the most important part about the whole thing. Who builds a thing without having the back office part first? Who builds the front end of anything first? Nobody does. If you were going to open a sandwich shop, you don't go and say we're going to open, but we're going to put out in the tables and you're going to put in all the curtains, but you're not going to put the ovens in. Nobody does that.
No ovens and no cash register.
And no cash register. So that's what this is. That's what this has been. And I think you're absolutely right. This whole thing is designed to collapse. And they are trolling for people to put in Medicaid. Medicaid is huge.
It's mushrooming.
Huge.
It's exploding.
Huge. I think you're absolutely right.
Big.
Well, anyway,
big.
We're going to go to break. We got one more segment to do. You guys bear with us. Bear with us. You guys bear with us, and we'll be back in a little bit. Bye-bye.
Automation is a major advancement in our industry. It's made our ability to service customers efficient, productive, and we've also made it safer and easier for our customers as well.
The customers tell me that they like automation because the automator dumps into the top of the body. There's really no spillage. It's quicker. It's cleaner. It's a lot better for the community. It's a lot better for the driver also.
One of the great benefits for customers is the use of carts. It's a great user-friendly system, a three-cart system, one for trash, one for recycling, one for yard waste, serviced by one truck that knows your neighborhood. That's a great system all around. It's great for communities from an aesthetic viewpoint as well.
Our customers are telling us that the carts, initially when delivered, they look at them as a very large container that may be hard to use. And what they've found after using it a few times is that the ease of tipping it and rolling it up and down a driveway or even on soft dirt or grass is much easier than dragging the traditional trash can or garbage bags to and from the curb. Education of the customer prior to a rollout of automation is very important. There is a campaign that goes out and explains how the system works, what the customer can expect, when their service delivery is going to be provided. And then above all that, we have a call center that has all those answers available when and if they need to call in for clarification. We'll use TV, radio, newspaper. We're speaking to homeowners associations. We'll be doing door hangers, and we're going to put labels on the carts themselves and on the recycle bins. And that will explain how to use the service.
I've seen how great automation can be and successful in these communities because the customers see how clean it is, how efficient we are, and they want to be part of that team.
Every community needs to go to automated service. The customers love it. The drivers love it. Automation, it's for you.
Thank you, everyone, for returning back to Porch Talk Radio on TV. Don't forget us on Facebook, please, as well as Twitter, which is Porch Talk Radio T. Got that down. And then also, don't forget us on Come and Be Our Friend is what we're looking for on Facebook. And if you have a product or service you'd like the world to be aware of, please let us know. We'd love to share the information with the general public. Eddie?
All right. I just heard something real funny. It may not be funny to you guys because I heard the president just made another one of those proclamations. He said to the Iranians, if you love your noops, you can keep them. He just said that.
That's awful. That is so bad.
That's not funny, man. What's up with that?
I'm just saying,
if you like your noobs, you can keep them.
Yeah.
That's
awful.
It worked before, so what the hell. Anyway, we got one last segment, and this is a local segment. What we're going to do is there's a historical house. It's called the Jackson House. It sits in downtown Tampa. Matter of fact, it is the last single residential lot, and it's been zoned commercial, but it's got a house on it, like the rest of the residential lots do, and it's in downtown Tampa. And the house is 115 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's made out of wood. The city has basically told the owner, now, the house is on the historic register. Yeah, right. Which means it's supposed to be preserved, right? The city say if you don't fix it up and do something to it, you got 30 days, and we're going to send the bulldozer out. Well, you got 30 days to prove to us that you can save it, and then 15 days after that date, we're going to send the bulldozer out. So the city's going to demolish and historically a house that's already listed on the historical register. The city of Tampa, big, bad city of Tampa, is going to destroy a historical house that's the last remaining house that represented a whole history of people. I'm talking about what Tampa called the Scrubs, which was the part of town, matter of fact, the first part of town that was inherited by black folks. So the city basically don't find no value in preserving this historical house because the city just kind of found $150,000 to move a skate bowl park. Yeah, I said that right. They were gonna build another skate bowl park in the same community, matter of fact, about two blocks away. They were going to build a skate bowl park for $650,000. And I guess because the young white folks who use the skate bowl park mean more to the city and the county and the community, and all they got is a hole in the ground that they skate on with their skateboards, than this house, that it wouldn't take a quarter of that money to save this house. But I guess it's about values and within the community of and again I'm gonna say this, I'm not gonna put it all on the city, you know. There's enough black folks with money too, who if they decided preserving their history was important enough, that they would come up with some money and some organizational efforts to save the house too. So everybody's kind of to blame, because I think when you lose an edifice, and I did say edifice, that means a house that's 115 years old, and they're not building any more houses like this. And once this house is gone, matter of fact, I tell you what, if they destroyed this house on December 15th, was like a week before Christmas, think about that too. They bulldozed this house a week before Christmas. Before the new year got here, if you didn't know the house was there, you won't know it was ever there. I'm just saying, that's the way stuff works nowadays, because they have been crystalline clean the site. It's in a downtown area. It's really not that big a lot. They've been paved over it, concreted over it, asphalted over it or something, to the point to where it'll match everything around it. And if you don't have photographs, say, you know, 2 weeks ago there was a house there, the house will be gone.
Right.
But it's the history that's so important. This is the house that Chubby Checker, and I mean Chubby Checker, Chubby Checker didn't write the twist. Ballard wrote the twist, the song, the twist, in this house. Chubby Checker came to Tampa and performed and basically released the twist from this house. I mean, this is where it all happened, right there in the Scrubs. American entertainers that happened to look like us, the only place in Tampa they could stay, they couldn't stay downtown in a hotel, like the Floridian and some other hotels that was there at that time. Floridian. They had the Floridian.
The Floridian.
The Floridian. I'm sorry. The Floridian.
No worries.
They could not stay in the Floridian. They had to stay at the Jackson House, and they did. So Ella Fitzgerald, mm-hmm. Duke Ellington,
Count Basie.
James Brown, Count Basie. I mean, you name them. Because, matter of fact, Ray Charles. Ray Charles worked and stayed in the house for a period of while because he was one of the boarders there. Mm-hmm. So if you think about the historical significance of this community,
you think of the historical significance
of the place that this house has in history, of the people. I'm going to say something else that a lot of people don't know. When black military soldiers Guess where they stayed? They stayed at the Jackson House. Historical significance is something that's meant to be preserved by the people. It's not a black issue. It's not a white issue. Right. It's not a Hispanic issue. It's a people issue. There's a house in Colorado, Denver, that's the historical museum for black cowboys. This house went through the same plight. They were trying to get rid of the house. The community got together. They picketed City Hall. They formed a ring around the house to protect the house from the bulldozers. They literally saved this house. The bulldozer was coming to bulldoze this house down. The people protected this house. And now you can go through this house, walk through it, look at the historical significance, read all about it, and leave your contribution because the house still need money. This is how we do it. So people of Hillsborough County, people of America, people of the world, this is a house that has 115 years worth of history. It needs your help. This community needs your help. And I know you're saying, how do we contact? It's called the Jackson House, and they have a foundation. Go online, look it up, Jackson House Foundation, and ask how you can help. You can volunteer.
That time
you can bring money.
Chaos, pandemonium,
push
holiday madness.
We got a couple of committees that
we're forming.
And I'll bring more information to you. Because we have a couple of shows before that date rolls around. When the bulldozers show up on December 15th, we have a couple more shows to talk about this. So we're going to get in and allow you the opportunity to do your civic duty. Help us save this house.
Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, police fusion for
that a community is a community because of its history. And that's how we build our future. We build our future on our past. And it would be a shame that such an important, rich part of Tampa history, not just black Tampa history, but
Black
history, would
that
be gone.
Year, chaos,
simply
it
would die and neglect, and now would be a shame. So, again, the Jackson House Foundation,
folks,
check out with us. Send us an email
cars,
here
SUVs,
on Porch Talk Radio TV, and we'll get that information to you.
Really blame if the Ford
all right,
black
so
Friday
the clock on the wall is saying it's time for us.
Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event.
So until next week, same station for all you folks out there, Blog Talk Radio and TBCN.
Absolutely.
Next week, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. See ya.
Go on back.
Monkey's dead. Show's over. See ya.
Black Friday's coming.
Every
that time
day,
of year, chaos, pandemonium, holiday madness. How will you survive? No need to panic.
At
Let Ford
Days
be your survival guide.
Spot.
Got a fresh new lineup of cars,
they have the perfect
cars,
trucks,
for any SUVs, all
they have a
very efficient.
Cut
and people are excited.
In.
Can't really
our
blame it. It's the Ford Black Friday sales event. Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, police fusion for $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash to its signing, and zero first-month payment. Only at your Southern Ford dealer.
Blooming Days Flower Shop serves all of Hillsborough County and even across the world. Your locally owned and operated Blooming Days Flower Shop is located at 1618
that time of year, chaos,
Florida
pandemonium,
Avenue,
holiday
on the
madness.
Of Florida Avenue
How
and
will you survive?
Avenue,
no
or on the web
panic.
At bloomingdays.com.
Let Ford be your survival guide.
Thanks.
90 seconds.
SUVs, all very efficient.
With an
SUV people are
master
excited.
Design.
Can't really blame
every
Ford Black Friday
awesome.
Sales
event.
kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, lease Fusion for $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash due at signing, and zero first month payment only at your Southern Ford dealers.
I'm here to set the record straight. Bed bugs do not spread disease. Bed bugs.
Black Friday's coming. That time of year, the chaos, pandemonium. How will you survive? No need to panic. Let Ford be your survival guide. Got a fresh new lineup of cars, trucks, SUVs, all very efficient. People are excited. Can't really blame them. It's the Ford Black Friday sales event. Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, lease Fusion for $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash to sign, and zero first month payment only at your Southern Ford dealers.
Disgusting cockroaches and mosquitoes. The bedbug community is very proud of the fact that we are the most...
Black Friday's coming. That time of year, chaos, pandemonium, holiday madness. How will you survive?
No need to panic.
Let Ford be your survival guide. Got a fresh new lineup of cars, trucks, SUVs, all very efficient. People are excited. Can't really blame them. It's the Ford Black Friday sales event. Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, lease Fusion for $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash due at signing, and zero first month payment only at your Southern Ford dealer.
Black Friday's coming. That time of year, chaos, pandemonium, holiday madness. How will you survive? No need to panic. Let Ford be your survival guide. SUVs, all very efficient. People are excited, can't really blame them. It's the Ford Black Friday sales event. Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, lease Fusion for $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash due at signing, and zero first month payment only at your Southern Ford dealers.
Black Friday's coming. That time of year, chaos, pandemonium, holiday madness. How will you survive? No need to panic. Let Ford be your survival guide. Got a fresh new lineup of cars, trucks, SUVs, all very efficient. And people are excited. Can't really blame them. It's the Ford Black Friday sales event. Kind of a big deal.
During the Black Friday event, lease Fusion for $279 a month with zero money down, zero cash due at signing, and zero first month payment only at your Southern Ford dealers.